The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A circular from the HSE Chief People Officer, I didn't know there was such a thing, but anyway, her name is Anne-Marie Hoey, and said, agreement has been reached with health service trade unions and arrangements to facilitate the introduction of an extended working week in the HSE and HSE-funded agencies. The aim of the deal is to increase discharges of patients, avoid trolley backup after the weekends, and to hold more clinics and surgeries over a longer week. Now, to talk about all of this, Dr. Chris Luke, retired consultant in emergency medicine and host of the Irish Medical Lives podcast. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is a new deal agreed with the unions, but it's not a deal as we customarily would have a deal which would decide this is going to happen. This requires volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, it's I like you, I'm relying on what's in the media, and there's talk of a deal having been done, and yet at the same time, more talks are ongoing and required. So I don't know what kind of deal that amounts to. At the same time, I can understand why they will be seeking volunteers because, you know, ultimately there's a culture, there are two cultures in relation to weekend work within the health service on everywhere, certainly on both sides of the Irish Sea. And in a nutshell, a small proportion of healthcare professionals have always worked at weekends. I mean, you're talking about coronary care, operating theatres, some radiographers and radiologists, obviously emergency department and local injury unit staff. And they have, by and large, committed to a career in that where you, periodically, every second, third, fourth weekend, you're in the hospital. So I think what they're looking for is to extend that cohort through, you know, voluntary recruitment rather than mandating. Although Mr. Gloucester, Bernard Gloucester, the head of the HSE for the moment, does talk about his ability to mandate because of the new public-only contract when it comes to medical staff. So, I'm optimistic. And at the same time, I always urge people to think through what they're aiming for. What's the point of, you know, the weekend working ambition? And it's important to think through things like the opening hours of the local injury units. Now, you'll know that many of these are already, you know, very popular places like, certainly in Dublin and in Cork and Groen Abroar. It's immensely popular because people are in and out within an hour and a half, typically with their sprained ankle or their cuts or their bruises. And at the same time, there are too many people going to the central hubs, you know, the big hospitals like James's and the Mater and CUH. There's too many people going to the one unit when they should be divvied up between, say, a local injury unit, step one.
There's no doubt if we had a 7 day working, it would spread the load more evenly over 7 days instead of concentrated on five, and then that builds up a backlog over the weekend. But the idea of depending on volunteers, now there may be some people who actually like the idea of working a Saturday and Sunday so they can have Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday off for their own personal reasons. But the idea of looking for volunteers, and if they are not forthcoming, that any staff that joined since December 2008, could be ordered to fulfill these rosters.
Yeah, I mean, I can see friction arising with that. But at the same time, I think probably buried in the small print is this obligation to work as the HSE, the corporate HSE, deems necessary. And, you know, I think that's part of the contract that was negotiated over all those years, the public-only contract. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, there some staff will be contractually obliged to work outside the traditional, you know, office hours or Monday to Friday.
But that's my point, that, you know, who will they decide to order? I mean, a lot of staff would have joined since December 2008, given this 2025. And if you take even a typical, it wouldn't even necessarily be a 40-year career, but maybe a 35-year career. Over half the staff in the HSE could be on post-2008 contracts.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, you're looking for, as I said to you at the outset, you know, you're looking at those who haven't traditionally worked weekends routinely. So you're looking obviously at consultants. You know, you're looking at consultant physicians, radiologists, and some surgeons, although most surgeons will do a certain amount of weekend work. You're also looking at basically any specialist who conducts an outpatient clinic, because one of the great ambitions is to do outpatient clinics at weekend, which I think is a very sensible idea and already exists, of course, you know, rather patchily around the country. Of course, the other thing we have to think about, Pat, as well, is, you know, where are patients going to be discharged to? The third ambition of the HSE is to see the rate of discharges increase over the weekends. But people have to have somewhere to go to, and that means more nursing home beds and so on.
Does that refer in this document that came out from Anne-Marie Hoey, HSE-funded agencies? Is that a reference to perhaps HSE-funded nursing homes that there would have to be the ability to admit?
That's what I took it to mean. And, you know, obviously, again, in the news these days is the difficulty that they're having keeping nursing homes open, both privately and in the public sector, in terms of recruitment and so on. So, you know, that's another major challenge. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the health service continues to do more and more work every year, despite all these sorts of obstacles that faces relentlessly.
But getting back to the nub of this, which is that pre-2008 staff won't, they can only volunteer. They cannot be ordered to do this work. So you've got people doing similar work in similar situations, and one cohort would be susceptible to an instruction to work at the weekend, and the other cohort would be immune. I mean, that's a recipe for friction, I think, as you put it, is maybe putting it mildly.
Well, it's putting it politely, but you know, as I say, Pat, that, you know, there has always been two populations of staff who work at weekends routinely, and those who don't. Similarly, there are those who have perhaps more private practice than others, and on it goes. And there's always been a slight sense of unfairness, I think, on the part of those who do work out of hours, weekends and nights, that, you know, more of their colleagues, you know, in the 9 to 5 or the Monday to Friday group should extend their working hours. So, you know, that's always been with us. And I have to say, I certainly would support, I don't want to use the word coercion, but I mean, I think it's not unreasonable, having introduced and negotiated this public-only contract with all its implications, that, you know, the HSE comes looking for their share or their cut.
I mean, we do take for granted a lot of Sunday working, Saturday working, you know. You go in Monday and there's no fresh bread, for example, on the shelves. You know, it was a sunny weekend. All the burgers have been sold out. There's no fresh meat and more in the butchers. We don't expect that. We expect the services to be available to us 7 days a week. And they're just common or garden household services. So maybe they should all look at themselves and say, what is it we do? We look after patients. Are they only sick 5 days of the week? No, they are not. Do accidents only happen 5 days of the week? No, they do not. Do people only need x-rays or scans 5 days of the week? No, they do not. It's got to be 7.
I'm 100% behind you, Pat. I mean, I you know, as a public health worker for decades, that's what I always subscribe to. But I'm just stating the obvious, that there are those in the health system who have, in a sense, shied away from the working at weekends. I think that as a matter of fairness, that burden should be distributed more equitably. And so I personally would support a little bit of legitimate legal pressure on both the majority of healthcare workers to do a little bit more out of hours. And I think it's not unreasonable to look for the 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., for example, 7 days a week in the local injury unit. I think that's a super idea. That's absolutely essential, because they provide a great service. And they need to be open so that they can take away so many ambulatory patients, the walking wounded, from the big overcrowded hubs.
And do you think, finally, Chris, there could be pressure on GPs, of course, who are in receipt of some state support in their operations, that they might come under pressure to also make themselves available at weekends, when many of the working population need medical help, but they're not fit for hospital?
Well, I certainly think that that's something that needs to be negotiated, because basically you're talking about out-of-hour co-ops when it comes to general practice. And one of the difficulties is that there's a shrinking workforce. So that's another difficult area that I don't really want to put my size 13s into, but certainly it's an area that has to be looked into.
Okay, Dr. Chris Luke, retired consultant in emergency medicine, host of the Irish Medical Lives podcast. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.